Tag nothing.
Is Constanza in by chance?
No.
Is he going to be getting in today, or is he just kind of in and out?
No Constanza here.
I see. I might have some old information there on the contact name. I'm just trying to follow up here with some financing that the business did with Leaf Capital. Is there maybe a controller or an office manager or anyone like that I'd be able to speak to?
This is Angel Diaz.
Say that again?
My name is Angel Diaz. I'm the president here.
Angel?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Can you tell you where I'm calling from?
My name's Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff. Is this Dialicarn Technodent?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we actually had extended a pre-approval offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago in the mail. It was a pre-approval for some equipment and working capital, and it looks like the business got pre-approved for right around $250,000. I just want to touch base with the business there and kind of see if there's anything in the pipeline we could help you out with.
This very moment, can you email me your information?
Yeah, what's a good email there for you?
Technodent, TechnoDent, Technodent at Comcast.net.
Comcast.net?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I could shoot that over to you. It'll just kind of summarize the offer, and it'll have all my contact information as well. Was there anything you were maybe looking to do here in the near future?
No, but I would like to see what is it that you were offering.
Of course. I mean, is there typically a time of the year where you maybe do look to bring on any equipment or maybe capital there for some projects or inventory, anything like that?
Yeah, equipment.
Equipment? Like milling equipment?
Yeah.
I see. Do you guys currently have any
in
operations?
Do.
You do? How many are you guys operating with at the moment?
We have a 1 milling unit, 1 scanner, 1 sintering oven, a complete system.
Okay, yeah, that's like the whole, one whole setup there that you have there, right? Okay, so you guys don't have to, are you guys having to like outsource any of your production there, or are you able to do it all in-house?
Well, that's why we were looking into getting a better, upgrade the mill.
I see, the software aspect of it, or the whole piece
another
of equipment?
Mill. Okay. 3.5 years old.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know those things constantly are updating, aren't they?
Yeah, no, this is 4-axis, and I'm looking to get it a 5-axis mill.
Okay. And when might you be looking to bring that on? Is this something you want to do here in the near future, or is this down the road?
Down the road.
Okay. How's business been for you guys this year so far?
Not that good. It's up and down.
I gotcha. I feel like I've been working with actually a bunch of companies there in your industry. It sounds like that's kind of been the theme there all year. You kind of been like, you had like basically these peaks and valleys there of the business doing good and bad. Has that been the same for you?
Yes.
I gotcha. Do you know what the main reason for it is? Does it have to just do with like election year? Or?
I wouldn't know. Might be elections, might be bigger labs.
I gotcha. Are you guys kind of
China,
smaller off? Yeah, I heard a lot of people are going there just because of the price point that they have.
Yep. Mhm.
I gotcha. Do you guys do any like marketing then to get your guys' name out, or how do you guys spread the word?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Yeah.
You got a lot of I'm sure repeat business there and customers.
Right.
I gotcha. I see. You guys been in business here? I have down 2001. Is that correct?
We bought this 12 years ago. 12,
okay.
13.
Oh, wow. You guys have been through some serious times then.
Yeah.
I gotcha. How many people are you guys then currently operating with the business?
It's only 4 of us here.
There's just 4 employees? Okay.
Small, yeah.
I gotcha. And you guys, are you kind of like a specialty production that you guys do there, or like do you do crowns? What is it you guys
It's full service.
Produce? Full service?
Full service.
Okay. And do you guys stay pretty local there, or are you guys able to get your product out pretty local?
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. Yeah, you know, with the equipment finance that we do, it's pretty straightforward. We can usually get you an approval in about 24 hours, and once you are approved, the offer is good for 90 days. So if you kind of wanted to have some shopping knowledge and power there for when you do look for the milling equipment, you know, getting the paperwork and financials out of the way early. It just kind of makes the whole process a little bit easier. Were you going to be buying this milling equipment new or used?
New.
New, okay. And I've heard a pretty wide range there for how much they can go for. Did you know how much was the one you wanted to pick up?
About 30 grand.
About 30 grand, okay. And is that like one of the newer models there that you're looking to pick up?
Mm-hmm.
And you said the one that you currently have, how old was that one?
This is, I believe it's 4 years old.
4 years old? Okay.
Yeah.
It's still able to pump out a good amount there, or is it starting to wear down?
No. It's just the newer ones are faster, and it's got an extra axis on it. And
I see. Are you going to have to bring on like any new like training tactics or anything like that for that type of equipment, or is it pretty straightforward?
No. Straightforward. Once you have one, the second one is, and basically it's the same kind of machine, but it's upgraded.
I got you. Does it move? I'm trying to figure out here. Like, does it move quicker, or what's the
difference
there?
It is a little
there?
Faster, and it's got an extra axis on it.
I see. Are you guys kind of falling behind in production there? Like, you can't keep up with the orders, or
looking to grow the company? There's some cases that cannot be done here, so I have to send them out.
I see. Do you have are you guys still able to make a pretty good profit there when you have to do that, or is that kind of cut
deep?
Yeah,
because I go directly to my supplier, which they do that for us. But it'll be more profitable if we have the mill here, and we'll have more control.
I see. And are you going to have enough space there with the current location that you're in to bring that on?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Well, with the new milling equipment then, were you going to need another scanner or any other ovens there with it? It was just the milling equipment you were looking at?
Okay.
When might be a good time then for me to follow up with you then, Angel, when you might be looking to bring this on? Because if it's going to make you money here, I'm just trying to figure out when might be the right time scale for you.
So what would you, what interest rates you guys are working on, and what is that based on? And this is a what kind of loan is it? Is it a lease? Is it a dollar buyout? What do you guys?
Yeah, so it's an equipment financing loan. So it's basically like your traditional, almost like a car loan. So it's basically a 2 to 5 year term. Are you going to be buying this from a private party, or is this a vendor that you're going to be going through?
My vendor is called Jensen Dental.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how it works is basically we purchase the equipment, and then you make the monthly payments to us. They're usually 2 to 5 year terms. Rates are in the mid single digits, and it's heavily based off of credit. Do you know what your credit situation is currently? You know, is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Not lately. I don't know. But you don't do it through the corporation?
It goes on the corporation, but we just, you know, we have to make sure that we don't have any tax liens against you or the business, anything like that. That's the reason we have to check mm-hmm. that. But as long as the credit is in good condition, mm-hmm. it's definitely something we can work with. And like I said, rates are pretty attractive there. That's actually what we started on when we first started this bank here about 14 years ago. Was all we did was equipment financing, so we've been able to have some of the best programs available in that field. So it's just going to be a matter of when you're ready to pull the trigger or ready to start shopping. We can start looking at possible programs and terms there that you would qualify for. Did you have a ballpark of when you were going to be looking to bring this on?
I'm going to say 3 to 4 months. Okay.
What if
I'm paying my equipment right now, and I got like a year and a half left on that lease, mm-hmm. dollar buyout? What if I went to buy that loan out and finance the whole amount, the new mill and the buyout from that company? Would that be something that you guys work with?
Yeah. So, are you talking about like refinancing the current piece of equipment you have?
Right.
Yeah, as long as you end up buying it out and fully own it, what we can do is refinance it and get you some extra cash there for you if you were looking to do that. What we can also do is we have a working capital program that we do here, which basically is just unsecured cash. And you could use that to just pay off the piece of equipment and then use it for however you see fit, really. There's no pretty much no restrictions on what you want to use it for once you have it. So you definitely have options there. Was there a capital need as well there for the business?
Well, I can either do that or you guys can pay out or the buyout of the other company and give me the rest to buy the new mill.
You're looking to, like, consolidate the current one, basically?
Right.
Got you. Do you know where the terms were that they gave you there on the piece of equipment that you currently have?
It's a dollar buyout at the end of a 60-month period.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a year and a half or a year and a little bit more than a year and a half left on payments.
Okay.
The buyout is, I'm going to say, $18,000-$19,000.
Okay, so is that what is remaining, you said?
Of that lease, yes.
$18,000 to $19,000 remaining, okay. And then on the working capital programs, it is heavily based on what your top line revenue is. Do you know what you did in sales there last year for the business?
No, I will have to look that up.
Okay. Depending on what you guys did in sales, we basically have like a range there of what we can free up for you on the capital side. Do you think you did anywhere over, I would say, maybe like $300,000? Do you think you did more than that?
I would say between 2 and 3.
2 and 3?
Right, 200 and 300.
Okay. You're definitely right in the range there of what we might be able to free up for you. But what I'll do here is I have your email here, thetechnodent@comcast.net. What I'll do is I'll shoot over the information of what we would need for an approval. And then what I'll do is actually I'll send you a application for both equipment for the milling, the new milling equipment that you're looking for, and then I'll also send you the application for our working capital program. That way we can see if we can get you approved on both programs, and it'll actually free up both sides to have more allocated to you, and it might actually benefit you too in the long run there, just so you can keep them separately and have a larger portion there for both sides. But I'll shoot that over, and then when might be a good time there to follow up with you?
Give me. I'm gonna say a month or so to take a look at that, and because I'm still in the process of finding out which mill to get. So mm-hmm. That takes a whole while, and then seeing what I need and hearing the numbers on whatever.
Okay, how long does it take there to actually like purchase that piece of equipment? Do they not build it till you order it, or is it a pretty quick process there?
I would say it's pretty quick unless they're in back order, but I doubt it.
I got you.
Yeah.
It's not like a custom piece, though. It's like a standard.
No, they have them. They have them already ready to be shipped out.
Gotcha. Okay, so what I'll do is here, I'll shoot this email, and I'll follow up with you around that time. If anything does come up before then, my direct line will be in the email there. You can just either give me a call if you had any questions there for on the equipment, if you wanted to ask on the specs for what we might be able to help you out with, or you can just shoot me an email back. Usually pretty good at getting back that way as well.
All right,
Angel, it was good talking to you. We'll be in touch.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.